Hello, it's Tuesday, July 18th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Julianne.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. Once a month, we have Mr. Bill Brumbaugh on the show. He has a website called proactivenews.com. He also does a radio show by the same name. We'll let him fill in all the particulars. Usually with Bill, what we do, much to his credit, is we jump all around the world. I mean, no related questions at all, just everywhere we go, every
probably
which way.
Much to his dismay,
because he never knows where we're going. Today we're going to focus on one subject, the Middle East. So, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill Brumbaugh to Wing TV. How you doing, Bill?
Well, I'm alive and well, just trying to stay dry.
All right. Well, fill everybody in on the particulars before we get going.
Okay, folks, my website is proactivenews.com. I'm doing a lot of work on it right now, and I am particularly with links and stories, and my email address is bill@proactivenews.com. The reason I think that's important, folks, for $5 a month, I offer a news list that I think is pretty good. I get a lot of compliments on it, and the thing is that I put issues on there not respective of any particular subject matter, except I'm just trying to bring the truth out. That's it.
Well, we think it's the best email news service around, and Bill is as quick on his feet and does as good a service with his news as anybody out there. So it's proactivenews.com. Drop Bill a line. So to start things off, Bill, is there anything happening in the Middle East lately?
The Middle East, like Israel, and I think there is. No, this is absolutely horrid what's going on. You know, I think Bush's comment at yesterday's luncheon, where he said, I don't know if I can say the word S-H-I-T on the air, but, you know, he said, we've got to stop Lebanon from pulling this S-H-I-T. It's like, what the hell? And then when he found out that it was recorded live, because a very clever news person left all the microphones open, you know, it's like I tried as hard as I could to record that entire sequence, because everybody was talking crap about Lebanon and how mighty and great Israel is and this stuff. I've got to really take issue with that, because I really think Israel is pushing it to the max. Bush went on to say, as a matter of fact, that he believes this is Armageddon. This is World War III. And it's like, I'm tired of this nonsense, because it doesn't have to be, folks. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, but it's like the Christian right, the Christian Zionists want to make sure that indeed it does fulfill prophecy, and it ain't.
Yeah, you're right.
Israeli commandos crossed the Lebanese border in 1989 and snatched Hezbollah leader of South Lebanon and called him a pawn to be used later. They imprisoned him in Israel after that. They repeated this again in 1994 when they kidnapped Mustafa Durrani from his home in Lebanon during a Muslim holiday. Where was the international outcry then?
Well, the international outcry was non-existent back then, and it's just the opposite right now. Everybody's screaming about Lebanon. They've got two soldiers. You know, why the heck is it that Lebanon is getting damned and slammed for capturing two soldiers if indeed they do have the soldiers?
Right.
I think they do, but, you know, it's a tough call, because the fact is, why two soldiers and Israel's ready to go to war? The fact is, Israel wanted to go to war. They want the buffer zone, and the buffer zone is such an important issue, because I think that is the issue they're going to use to create, you know, obviously the buffer zone, but they're going to snatch it out of Lebanon's land, and that whole area of the world is so small. I think this is about nuclear weapons. I think it's about an exchange of nuclear weapons, and Israel has expanded this now. They're using the phrase Lebanese Hezbollah, which may have existed, but the fact is they didn't use that phrase previously. Now they've said, well, Syria's a problem, Lebanon's a problem, Iraq's a problem, hell, Iran's a problem, the whole world's a problem except for Israel.
Yeah.
They can do no wrong, according to the media.
Yeah. Now, Bill, I want to go back to what you were talking about a little bit ago about this open microphone. And we have an article on the Wing TV homepage now that I wrote. It's entitled, "Are Bush and Blair Being Controlled Via Sex," or something like that. And during this conversation, when they didn't know the mics were on, they're referring to other men in the room, Bush and Blair, or they're calling them honey and sweet, and they're talking about getting each other sweaters and so forth.
And then, these are men.
Yeah, and these are men. Exactly. Then Wayne Madsen wrote an article yesterday saying that Tony Blair has been outed now for his bisexuality. Of course, a lot of people know about George Bush and a guy named Victor Ash at Skull and Bones and so forth. Fill us in on this aspect, and do you think that these men are being controlled because of this illicit sexuality?
Well, I think that's a real viable possibility. I think Bush is a pedophile. That's my opinion. I don't have proof. However, if we go back to the interesting Franklin cover-up run by Republican Kingpin, a black man by the name of Larry King, certainly not the Larry King on the news media, but about the same power and strength. The fact is that he was making the point that all these guys were pedophiles.
Uh-huh.
Now, again, they're going to these after-hours parties, and people say, well, that's not their fault. And I dealt with that with none other than Richard Viguerie. 2 weeks ago. Do you know who Richard Viguerie is? RNC chairman, five-time chairman. And we brought it up, and he said, well, that's a non-issue. I said, bull crap. I said, that is a big issue. And he said, obviously, you don't want me on as a guest. So I said, I do want John to expose and depose these clowns. He goes, goodbye, Mr. Brumbaugh, and hung up on me. Richard Viguerie is a major player. I dealt with this issue with him, and I told him, I said, Larry King brought it out, the news media played with it, but the neocon agenda, before it was a neocon agenda, including Newt Gingrich, they silenced it. They silenced it. And I said, and part of that is the Zionist as well. And it's like, nobody wants to use the Z word. You can use the J word, you can say Jew, but you can't say Zionist. And I'm really getting tired of the bias of the media. You know, the mainstream news media has let this stuff go. And this is a giant story. This is a real story, folks. Many of our Republican leaders are pedophiles. Now, does that mean that they like it? No, but they'll go to the parties, they get drugged up, they get their pictures taken naked or in flagrante, you know, with these children,
mm-hmm.
and they have to do what the mainstream says. You know, one of the people that is doing a lot of speaking out for the Republicans is J.C. Watt. Now, J.C. Watt was kind of the rebel Republican for some years. I mean, he was always bad-mouthing them. He wouldn't say he was pro-Democrat, and certainly he wasn't. But all of a sudden now, he plays along with the Republicans on every issue. I've seen him on Lou Dobbs time and time again. Lou Dobbs, I think, does a pretty good job, but even he is under control. So I don't know what to say, except I think the pedophilic issue is a real deal issue, and when you look at Bush's entourage, who does he surround himself with? He surrounds himself with what we call log cabin Christians. These are the pedophiles within the Republican Party.
We hammered home yesterday the point that these Israeli soldiers that were captured by Hezbollah were on the Lebanese side of the border. They were arrested by Hezbollah after Hezbollah seized upon their crossing. They were arrested and they are being held. The same would be done by Israel if it was, you know, people on their side of the border. So, but they're pushing this like it's a kidnapping. Yet what about the thousands of Palestinians that Israeli soldiers have kidnapped over the years? In fact, this one military reservist, Israeli military reservist, Eric Diamant, has written about his experience. And he's talked about this one particular instance where this Palestinian kid, they arrested him. And he said no one wrote about it in the paper. European diplomats were not called in to help him. After all, there was nothing out of the ordinary about the kidnapping of the Palestinian kid. Over the 40 years of occupation, we've kidnapped thousands of people, exactly like Galid Shalit was captured, threatened by a gun, beaten mercilessly, with no judge or jury or witnesses, and without providing the family any information about the capture. So don't you think they're just using this as an excuse to topple the regime of Iran and Syria?
Oh yeah, but I think there's more to it than that. I wonder what these guys were doing on the Lebanese side. Now, when I bring this up, this is going to make some people mad, but it's like, could it be, folks, that they were poisoning the waters? Could it be that they were putting biological agents into the atmosphere?
Well, they've been captured.
I don't know, but I've got to raise these questions because for these guys to be so important that Israel will strike out, one, that's nonsense, but two, what if indeed they had a story to tell Israel does not want that story told. And the story might be sympathetic towards Palestinian or Lebanese interests.
Right. And plus, I also have to note that what Lisa said, there's anywhere from 8,500 to 10,000 Palestinian POWs right now being held in Israel. Some of them have been held since the 1980s.
Over 1,000 with no charges brought against them. Their crime is being Palestinian.
Yeah, so this whole thing, and Bill, I want you to comment on this. Over the weekend, Newt Gingrich said that whether we want to admit it or not, we already are in the beginnings of World War III. This is all because of two Israeli soldiers were captured on foreign land?
That's an excuse, Bill.
Yeah, no, totally an excuse. Well, Newt Gingrich, back with his contract on America, not with America, but on America, basically was making the point that, hey, the American interests we're talking about, the economy, are the elite that are making money. And I think that is an important issue. But when he talks about this World War III issue, this is neocon beliefs. This is political beliefs. You know, it doesn't surprise me why so many people don't believe in God. I do believe in God, and I do believe there's righteousness. I just don't believe it's Israel. I think that whole thing with Israel ended 2,000 years ago in 70 A.D., but as we brought it back up in the 1800s with Schofield and company, we all of a sudden we start seeing the mantra, well, we've got World War III coming and all this stuff, and that puts us in a scenario where, again, according to the false fraudulent beliefs of Cyrus Schofield, which are contingent upon his reliance on the money and the meetings that he had with Cecil Rhodes, they decide to reinstall that, turn Israel into a viable entity instead of the non-entity that it was. And all of a sudden, they now have the game to play, and every evangelical in America, practically without exception, it's like they believe that Israel is God's chosen people. I've got news, they're not. They are not.
I agree.
Israeli apologist David Horowitz made some statements lately. He said that a civilized occupying force is necessary to contain genocidal Palestinians. Now, that statement presumes that Israelis and Americans are civilized occupying forces. Are we witnessing that in Iraq, Afghanistan, or in what we're allowing to happen via paying for the weapons and providing the funding for the genocide of the Palestinians?
Well, you know, now you make a really good point there, and I'd like to bring this up. The fact is the Haditha incident where a handful of U.S. soldiers, including one Stephen Green, who was seen at the KKK wearing robes. The guy was either, he was either a plant by the government, but the fact is that this guy appeared to be a racist. He appeared that he raped this girl along with a handful of other people, but there's one incident that is real important. They're not going to exhume her, because that's a Muslim faith. They examined her. They know she was raped. They have the proof she was raped, but they're not going to exhume the body. She's already been through the ceremony and the rituals. They're not going to exhume the body. And as a result, I think this whole thing will be dismissed. The soldiers will get a hand slap punishment. Maybe Stephen Green will get nailed because he supposedly is a white supremacist. And I actually do believe that, or he's a government plant, at least. And because of that, they're going to throw the whole case out.
Well, Bill, yesterday there was an article that I read. It was entitled something like The Neocon Appetite for Destruction. And Lisa and I have talked about this before. This right now, what's going on, is really the long-awaited war that the neocons and the Zionists have been gunning for all the while. It just didn't quite happen according to plan with Afghanistan and Iraq, and they thought everything would tumble like dominoes, but this is really what they've been waiting for, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's not just what they've been waiting for, it's what they've been orchestrating. This is about the collapse of America. It's about us turning it into at least a second world and possibly a third world nation. And when the fullness comes out by the UN Council on Human Rights and all the other things, they're going to say, hey, that Middle East is destroyed. Guess what? We need to resolve this. Let's move the people to America. Let's put them along the new superhighway that's going to connect Mexico and Canada. And this is a giant issue because what we're going to do is import people who've been fighting for thousands of years. and whether or not they actually continue the fight or whether or not it'll be a setup through U.S. Agent provocateurs, we're going to have the fighting over here. I really do believe that.
That's a good possibility.
We keep hearing our politicians and the media say that Israel has a right to defend itself. We know that Israel, one of their main objectives is to not just make the Palestinian people cow down, but to completely wipe them out via genocide. Let me ask you this. Why aren't we hearing people say the Palestinians have a right to defend themselves? When you look at Hezbollah, that's like one of the only significant entities that's providing any resistance to Israeli crimes against the Palestinians. If not for groups like Hezbollah, who would resist? There wouldn't be any significant resistance.
Well, it's fascinating because we hear the numbers involved that Israel has a right to defend itself. Okay, so what does defend yourself mean, folks? Israel has lost 24 soldiers so far. We know that Palestine, Lebanon, there's been 4 airstrikes on Syria that we've heard nothing about whatsoever. But that these people have lost, according to even the diminished numbers, hundreds and hundreds of people. And it's like the story I've got here that really shook me up. I mean, I read it and I cried. I really did. It was in the Australian news and it kind of blew me away. Jets incinerate fleeing family by Jihad Sigwali in Tyr. And it says 11 children and 7 adults were killed overnight in southern Lebanon, their bodies consumed by flames with an Israeli warplane opened fire on the convoy they were in, UN peacekeepers and a hospital, sources said. Now, is this a garbage story, folks? I don't know, because I think the UN is going to take on some credibility here, because I think the UN possibly may be the only entity in the world that can rein in Israel, but it'll wait until they wipe the Palestinians out. I'm really sure of that. Folks, we have probably had at least 500-600 people killed during this exchange, and I think it's just starting. When Ehud Olmert came out and said, well, you know, the fact is that we want the soldiers back, we want a buffer zone in Lebanon, we want Hezbollah dismantled. No, he didn't. He wants Hezbollah to remain, an element of Hezbollah, because if Hezbollah remains, they permanently have their excuse to go in and wipe out the Palestinians.
You know, that's a
good
point.
I think that time is getting very near.
Well, that's a very, very good point. And, Bill, let's escalate this a little bit more. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that if there is an Israeli strike against Syria, they will react or they will bring a fierce response. We don't like to be fearmongers here, but lay out the scenario of where this could potentially go, not only with violence, but also in regard to economies, in regard to oil prices, and on and on.
Well, you just said it. The economy, oil prices, on and on. We, you know, it's not too long before we're going to see the oil prices reach past what the consumer can afford. We're going to lose our ability to travel, which has helped make the people in this country great. As it is, we've outsourced all our jobs. I hear constantly from CNN and ABC and CBS the miracle economies of China and India, and as well as Pakistan. But see, this is an unresolved issue as well. The fact is that as we talk about these miracle economies, that means no American jobs. You know, I saw a movie years ago, and I'm sure you guys saw Logan's Run, where people past 30 were not allowed to live. Why society could not support them. And I'm afraid between that and many other issues, we're going to run into the same thing. And I think a lot of it, this eminent domain issue, which has come about, which is really picking on particular emphasis right now, because again, we have the doctors and nurses involved in that hospital in New Orleans involving Katrina. What is going on right now? They have all been charged, a whole bunch of them have been charged with second-degree murder. Why? Because they didn't want to take care of the people remaining in the hospital. They did mercy killings
and killed
dozens and dozens of people too sick to move, so that they could get out on their own. You know, so much for the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah.
The fact is that as we deal with these issues, this is also an eminent domain issue. You know, people talk about Katrina and things like that, and the horrible weather we have. All this is interrelated. It is given power to the government to seize what property when they want and pay pennies on the dollar. And if they now rule that you have done something wrong, God knows they probably won't give the people anything at all. And we're looking at a mass elimination of people in this country. We're looking at the reallocation of the land along the I-60 line, I believe it is. And that's going ahead. That's why Bush is so savvy on the amnesty program, because they're going to build it with Mexican workers.
We were just talking the other day about how quiet Hillary Clinton has been lately, and it turns out that she spoke at a very large Jewish demonstration in Manhattan yesterday. It drew about 25,000 people, and in that address to the public, she commended Bush for his stance in the present crisis in the Middle East. She expressed her unreserved support for Israel, and she made this statement. She said, "All Americans stand behind Israel at this time." What do you make of this demonic bimbo's comments?
Is she speaking for you, Bill?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, Hillary had one issue going on because she's been anti-war. Now that Israel's ready to make its push, isn't it fascinating how all of a sudden she's a war hawk instead of being the heartless bitch she was. I'm sorry, excuse my language.
No, don't apologize.
The heartless female she was. And it's like now she's a war hawk because Israel's making its move. Now, because Bush has clearly been a friend of Israel, more than a friend, he's intervened time and time again. I mean, where is Bush in dealing with all the Palestinians? Where is Bush in dealing with the invasion of Lebanon? Where is Bush dealing with the airstrikes in Syria? Now, CNN reported that about 4 o'clock in the morning when I usually get up, and I turned it on. And they do some good stories at that time, but that's the last you see of them. They interviewed a supposed Lebanese lady, and they asked, "What's going on? What do you think? You want to return to Lebanon?" She goes, "I want to return to Syria, where I was born. I was born in Syria. I want to die in Syria." And every one of the people there were Syrian refugees who had been forced out of their area. And it's like there was Israeli airstrikes hitting Syria. Nobody is reporting this. They're picking on everybody. They're going after everyone, every which way. And the fact is the U.S. and Hillary Clinton and company, now you don't hear the massive buildup that we did of the Israeli military. We don't hear anything because we're all pro-Zionists.
Yeah. Well, Bill, yesterday we talked about this issue all through our show, and a lot of people talk about the issues, what's going on, but there's very few solutions. And what we came up with in the Middle East, the only solution we can think of right now is to dissolve Israel as a nation, to dismantle or disable the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, and say that Israel is no longer an officially recognized nation.
And to not fund them anymore and to not provide them with weapons anymore so they can commit these war crimes and crimes against humanity that they've done throughout their history.
Do you think that's a viable solution, and where do you stand on that?
I think it's a real good solution, but it won't happen.
No, we know that.
I'm positive it won't happen. I think that we're going to continue to back Israel, and I think Israel stands a pretty good chance here of getting its butt kicked and wiped out. Because everybody says, well, I should say the neocons say World War III and so forth. I think Israel is going to get slammed, very possibly by Iran. I think that there's going to be a big exchange, and the very few Jews that are left will be worshipped as gods almost. It'll be another Holocaust scenario. It hasn't happened yet. It will happen. And at that point, you'll go to jail if you say, gosh darn it, I get tired of the greedy Jews.
Well, you know,
because
Bill,
I'm not griping about Jews. I'm griping about Zionists. The Jews, I think, are mistaken people, misled, but it's the Zionists that are misleading them.
Well, Bill, expand on that notion right there, what you talked about, Iran coming in and wiping the floor with Israel. Give us the scenario.
Well, the thing is that Israel can't take out Iran. I don't believe that. They've got a mighty force. But Iran has a mighty military themselves. Now that Iraq is not in the equation, defense-wise, with Iran, I just wonder what this is going to mean. And I think what it means is now Iran is unfettered and unshackled, and if the exchange does take place and they hit the wrong target, if they hit Syria, for instance, like you mentioned earlier, I think Iran is going to go after Israel. I don't know if Israel can take it. Now, I think what will happen, very likely, is that the Jews will be wiped out along with the Palestinians. They'll get the Palestinians because that's a big problem. You know, anybody who even deals with the Palestinians is a big problem. I still remember the story of Rachel Corrie and what happened. Nobody in the world seems to know. And there, by the way, this summer, her movie's being released. Did you know that?
Her play, I think, yeah.
Yeah, play, excuse me. And it's like, it should be really powerful, but I've been told the Zionists are going to shut it down. So it's like, we've got to deal with this, and I think what's going to happen is the American Jews will be the primary survivors, the New York City Jews, and I think they're going to take on new impetus, and I don't know what all that means for the people of the world, but I think they're going to become holy. I think they'll become pariahs. I think they'll be worshipped. The Middle East is doomed because of the depleted uranium. Israel has to know that, and I think they're going to take on a whole new impetus and whole new degrees of power in the United States, because we're going to have to move those people. We're going to have to move them. We've got the room to move them. You know, Syria is the size of Rhode Island, the smallest state in the United States. We've got plenty of room for them, and we're going to move them, relocate them over here, and the issue is going to start all over again.
You said that Israel cannot take out Iran, but they certainly have a better chance of doing something like that with the United States military forces assisting them. You also said the Middle East is doomed. I say we're doomed, too. The world is doomed as long as we don't step in the path of Israel and stop them.
Absolutely.
At least a global boycott. They want to kill and kill and kill with impunity. And as long as we fund this genocide, these war crimes, then we are killing too.
Plus, they have 400 nuclear warheads.
That's correct. I think the problem is, though, because that area is so small, if they nuke something over there, they're looking at massive fallout issues.
Oh, yeah.
Which they may be planning. I think that whole area is doomed. And I think the New York Jews are going to end up taking considerable power. This is just my opinion, but it's well measured according to what I see going on. I think we're doomed too. You're right. We are
doomed. We're all doomed.
And I think that we're going to have to reorganize. But the thing is that they need another Holocaust. They don't care about the people that live there. The elite are a whole separate issue.
Yep.
Those people will run back to the United States, and I think that we might actually see the Zionists completely, directly control the United States here, and the world government seems to be very pro-Jewish, but I'll tell you what, once they wipe out Iran, I think everything will change, but I think the Holocaust issue will slowly arise again, and they'll inflate the numbers and stuff. I think Israel, the nation, is finished. I think Iran, Iraq, they're all finished because of depleted uranium, and they're going to have to relocate. That takes on the impetus again that the 6 million Jews in New York City, actually there might be more than 6 million, are going to take on a whole new importance politically and religiously worldwide.
Well, if they relocate everything here, like you said, Bill, God help us all, because I can't imagine a bigger disaster. But there's an old saying, it says, fool me once, shame on you. But fool me twice, three times, four, five, six, seven, eight. How many times do we have to be fooled with the lies that are being spewed at us? And it all started with 9/11 and in Iraq and so forth. Now,
it started before that.
Well, of course, yeah. But I mean, just recently, now we have the lies going on today, and everything we can see it being directed towards Iran and Syria.
100% Israeli propaganda.
Yeah, and even on the news, it's not 80-20 coverage or 90-10. It's 100% pro-Israel. So is there any possibility, Bill, that the American people are going to see through this smokescreen?
They might, but I think America is going to have to fall. I think that America needs to be crushed as a major power. I don't want to see it happen. Can we avert it? We could avert it. We have the numbers of people, but the people love their evangelical liars. John Hagee, Hal Lindsey, Chuck Messer, all these guys. You know, Chuck Messer is responsible for upgrading the technology of the Soviet Union. We sent them a million top computers years ago. They caught up on the technology, and that was called the Phoenix Project. Most people don't know about that. Mr. ended his friend. radio and found out about it. Nobody knows that this guy was a naval intelligence officer. And how did they get the money together to do that? They got it from evangelical Christians who thought they were investing in something that was going to pay back. He never apologized. Yeah. Never. They took the money and ran.
Well, Bill, we have one. Lisa has one more question for you, but before she asks it, again, give everybody your website address. Let them. You're on a new radio station now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on Truth Radio. I'm on from 8 to 10 Pacific time. I'm also rebroadcast later the day, and I don't know, they kind of do that ad hoc, but Richard Palmquist seems very friendly disposed towards my broadcast so far, so it's like I get rebroadcast every day. All my shows are archived for a week, so you can pick them up, unlike Truth Radio, which as soon as the show's done, it disappears.
Okay.
My website is proactivenews.com. I'm making a lot of changes right now. I'm updating the link section. I think it's very important. And I put a fair mixture on there of mainstream news as well as alternative news. My email address is bill@proactivenews.com. You might want to write that down, bill@proactivenews.com. I will give you a two-week, I have to charge $5 a month for my email list because it costs a lot of money to keep it going, folks. But that's all I ask, the price of one visit to McDonald's once a month. That's not bad.
All right. Thank you, Bill. And Lisa has one more question.
Getting back to this bullshit mantra about Israel having the right to defend itself. They call themselves the only democracy in the Mideast, yet they have no regard for international law. What justification do they, Israel, have, or anybody have, to justify the wanton killing of civilians?
They have no justification whatsoever. And by the way, when you say everybody says Israel has a right to defend themselves, everybody universally does that.
Including the Palestinians.
Our House of Representatives and Senate are complete and total horrors. I really do. Nobody speaks out against these guys. You know, I don't even know if Ron Paul does.
And you know what? We know exactly what happened with Rachel Corrie. She was standing in front of a Palestinian home that was about to be demolished, and Israel Defense Forces ran over her with a bulldozer and killed her.
And they backed back over her.
Yeah.
They also high-fived themselves and broke a cigarette like they had just had sex.
Just unbelievable. I hope everybody was listening to what's been discussed today because it's so appalling what is taking place. And when you turn on the mainstream news and see their lies, you see this rhetoric. You see, last night, Bill, we saw Benjamin Netanyahu, who I thought was going to have horns sprout right out of the top of his head. This man is so evil. So any final words today?
Folks, you know, believe it or not, as I say these things, remember, the Jewish people are programmed. They're programmed by the Zionist elite who convince them of their methodology. Many of them do speak out. I've got news stories of Harold Rosenthal, Benjamin Friedman, Myron Fagan, other people of incredible international importance who spoke out. Now, again, Rosenthal was pro-Jewish, and yet he bragged openly what the heck they were going to do and what the agenda was. You need to read this stuff, folks, because it is the other side of a coin where we only see one side.
Yeah, but the whole thing is the solid majority is programmed. Because if we can side with Israel and justify what they are doing to the Palestinians and the Lebanese and to anybody they perceive as their enemy, then we are just as guilty. And I really don't know what America stands for anymore other than genocide. I'm trying to find a redeeming quality.
Between depleted uranium, between aspartame, between all the poisons, between the Terminator seeds, everything else, folks, we have no future. We had best find one quick.
Bill, thank you so much. You've been wonderful. Tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Mark Glenn on this show. We're going to continue discussing what's going on in the Middle East and even in the alternative media. We tune into a lot of these shows, and they seem, even though they'll mention Israel now and again, they're still poo-pooing it. Here,
I can't tell you how disgusted I am.
Yeah, with Bill Brumbaugh.
I'm mad as hell about it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Bill, thanks a lot.
What imitation was that?
Well, Bill, we're going to have you on again next month. Until then, keep up the good news. It's proactivenews.com, a wonderful site. And, Bill, we can't say enough about how much you contribute every time you're on. So thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome.
Take care. We'll be back with Mark Glenn tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.